is in the studio live and colored. We're going to have some very interesting conversations. I'll be looking to hear his New Year wishes. I'll be happy to have his take on the president's new message as well. And his expectations for the 2026 political season and governance. What to expect. Bit into some of the activities he's done in his constituency during the Christmas festivities and all that. So, Honorable, over to you. I mean, the new year has started. What are your new year wishes? What are your new year resolutions? You know, tell us a bit more. Your constituents obviously want to know what your wishes for them and yourself are.
Thank you very much, my brother, for the opportunity to have me here. Let me thank the board and management of Ahuto FM for the great work you've been doing in the past and having sustained the media landscape in the Tema area. I think you deserve our commendation.
Thank you.
And
thank
so I
you.
Use this opportunity to extend my Yuletide and New Year felicitations and well wishes for all the management and staff of Ahuto FM, especially Nana Dugbe.
Thank you. Thank you.
My own Nana Dugbe. And yes. Then let me also use your platform to wish all countrymen a happy new year, especially the people of Tema and Tema East constituency. I wish all of them a happy new year. We were together in 2025. It's been by the grace of God we have scaled 2025 and here we are in 2026. I believe that it all starts from the people. Everything is about the people. And so hearing my president John Dramani Mahama send a clear New Year message to the people of Ghana, I am even more encouraged.
Okay.
My faith it has connected well with my hope for this year. Because whatever JM has said has been consistent. And it all will culminate into a better Ghana under the reset agenda. And so in this new year, our expectations are grand, both from national and from constituency level. In this new year, our task is clear: to serve the people of Tema East in the constituency and to serve the people of Tema East within the broader parliamentary business. And so I will represent them in parliament where we are a house, we are one body, and I will represent their interest within the constituency. And so this is clear. And third, finally, it is the service we want to render to our people that brought us this far. But that service could not have happened by itself. It took love, dedication, commitment, sacrifice of well-meaning residents of Tema, especially our branch executives and our constituency executives, and the people who have devoted their time, their resources, their knowledge to support the Ashai agenda. I think that it is the right time for me to say thank you to all of them for the journey so far.
Wonderful.
It promises something better.
Yeah.
And I think that having me on the show, I'll have the opportunity to shed some light on other things that we want to do in this new year. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. So you've heard him, you've heard him, you've heard him, you've heard him. A very way to start our conversation. Honorable, the number one man of the land, the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, and His Excellency the President Mahama, has delivered to me a very profound New Year message, which is unifying and calling everyone, regardless of color, tribe, ethnic group, language you speak, your party color, MPP, NDC, CPP, PNC, to join in the big call to reset Ghana. is resonating with me so much. Mm. What is your take on this? What do you take away from the president's message?
I wouldn't even know which one to take, because for me, the 12 and a half or so minutes of heart, you know, from the bosom of
deep
the
down
heart.
There.
Yeah, I mean, he poured what I know of him as the reality of governance.
Mm.
And your question is right. Mm. What do I take from it?
Yeah.
I think that his message has gone down to Ghanaians, and all I would say is that it just emphasizes or re-echoes his mandate and his commitment to reset Ghana. And I like the openness and frankness with which he's made the calls that he's made. He has already for 2026 fashioned his agenda in the budget that came to Parliament.
Okay.
And so for political and economic watchers, the budget is a tool for you to gauge what is ahead of the people.
Mm.
And so being a member of Parliament and knowing how we've gleaned, you know, the budget from cover to cover, from sector to sector, I see hope.
Okay.
Both from national perspective and from our locality, you know, the greater Tema area, what is in the budget for us. And so in listening to his New Year message, I found congruence, I found connection that the man is telling us exactly what he wants to see. And when he made the point that at this point, in the midst of despair, what we didn't know, to quote him, was that the people of Ghana has the ability to bounce back. They have the ability to stay strong in the face of difficult times.
Yeah.
And he said that with clear understanding of the situation we inherited and where we are today. Indeed, Ghana's currency is going to rock shoulders with the best performing currencies across the globe, not just in Africa or West Africa. And that is a testament to the leadership His Excellency John Dramani Mahama both promised and what he's delivering.
Wonderful.
Again, when he made the point that at this point, it is not NDC government, it is not MPP government, it is not CPP government. And that was a bold call to say that our focus and agenda is a nationalistic one, is the Ghana agenda. I think that was also instructive. Again, when I listened to him, I kept smiling because I saw the depth of commitment to national development. And when he spoke about the need for the country to do the big things and how we are getting out of IMF or the World Bank arrangements with chest out, with heads up, rather than, I mean, still crumbling and feeling that we still need support. I think that was also very, very instrumental because he's telling us that, yes, we went into an arrangement and we had to negotiate to see what cuts we can make. And I believe the World Bank itself is happy because now our debt portfolio has come down. It's always difficult when you want to balance development infrastructure versus the economic indicators. So you have a situation where you have to spend to shore up the local economy or the Ghanaian economy. And yet you also are mindful of the target sets that can make you slip. You know, and get into a worst grading of your economic activities. But here is a man who admits that he had to take some difficult decisions in the interest of our national. And I see that in the exchange rate front. I see that in the inflation front. He said, look, we got inflation from over 23% to a single digit around 5%. And in his call, it is not a call in just blind or just general. He's made specific allusions to the reality on the ground. And so when I hear him give hope to the people of Ghana that we are at the verge of a new year where we will launch into the deep and have greater impact for our national development, I think that there couldn't have been any better time and any better content from our president than what I heard him say.
Wonderful. Listeners, it's here for Mutie, Honorable Isaac Ashai Odamton, and a Dean Komose, MP for Tema East constituency, and our Greater Accra region. Yeah, wa bohu to fa, ewo Porto Kasamu, explaining President Mahama New Year message, or the Ma Ghana for. And see, me will say, Honorable, can you switch into some tree and break it down a bit you know, the constituents to understand, at least. We need to break the message down so that people, Nkofu Betia, see ye, and yes, say, obi na eka anye omo ankasa betimi ehu a chwechwe mu nti obetimi breaking it down wo twimu kakra
yo etie fo no ane se anapae de na etwa se ye de abasubo ema ahoto management ene omo omo ye adwuma wo ahoto nyina san se wo mra edin mu wo mra nanyama edin no ehun se ahotofo etu omo ho esi ho edi dwuma eboa e se kabima menka bi amemu no ebekoso na eno na anapae mebe pie ha mebo omo abaso mebo omo abaso a na ewo nhyehye paso a na meni omo wo a edwuma no eka me call parliament na mebisa ye nua nana dogbe se na mo ama bojuma aye campaign say me nko parliament afi me ko parliament so amusi mu hia me ofie na e dia na metina fie esa hanso tina parliament but me ti ase se ye nko fo no hwehwe me nti me fa akwenya eso so e de chia temafo ina empo no ahoto fm etiefo ina ene me tema is constituency for na edi kan na ye ka yura John Dramani Mahama ne afi afi foforo nsema ode atudwa ama Ghana fo ina na na me ka se utie yura John Mahama me enye me wonwa esan se ne bibia oyi bia no ode enida so a ejin ACP ekyere se ne ni abre se Ghana nsakyere anansi san foforo aye pe wo Ghana no eno ho dwuma ni anamontuo na onam so enti bibia oka bia no wo de toto ne campaign in some more kind ho wo de toto odi mampenin ne mrahye bedwem budget ode call kane wo de toto nea ode aba parliament for 2026 ho na wo de besi nea eno a oka ye eye ni new year message na na ohun ade ba kon adanso se okra akoma podo a opese ode dane nyameni ewo Ghana na onim se enye nipa ba kon ene betumi aye san se ono mpo ye nhyehyeye na ese se ebe mu a ebe fa nipa so na nipa ebe fa no so no se nipa no enya akoma pa amfe ndi nechi na we enya akoma pa ama oman no ne ebe ya njuma pa ye pese ye no ye be no krogin a ye be ye nso na ye nya ho mfaso papa nti mama tu ne num tu e ka se bebia ye dui ye hu se nsache papa e ba nti se nsache papa e ba eba ma Ghana na emba ma NDC for pe emba ma CPP for pe emba ma MPP for pe emba ma PNC for pe na ode nhyehye papa no eba ma Ghana afanuntuma pa efra na metie ni nsem mu no na hu se obi a we hu se nyama wa nwene se eba ma Ghana yedie aba no nyama no e koso nti wo hwe ya ma no ne sikasem eye exchange rate abedu bebia nanka efi November di ko December di adwadefo enti no na dollar na ati esi nwem u chese no kra won sanka no nso afi ni afi bia dollar no edu ho no mponu na eh se ba form kakra from 10.9 10 point bibi no u se na ba 10.6 enti na ubeka se jumedie papa e koso no e na ama ye hu ehihan ye ewo ho me ni nkofu bebre abo nkomo a omo kire se nanka afida sise ye omo betukwa ko UK a omo se sika beye 200,000 Ghana cedis nanso afi ye omo kwai emu spend about 120,000 ti se ubika se amembu pape bi ni bebi a na nipa no amanyosem a enni eni daso na enni njinaso bia na nipa na ye wo ye no fi o se look ye kasa inflation a just say bia about deflation. Say afi niyama ni yetete sokra. Ma inflation chile se niyama ni bo kosro no nansu en kosro bebre. Inti nanka So what to be 100 na inflation ye 20% o sa koto a ebeko for annual figure no ebeko 120 san say 20% abeka ho nti ebeka say the growth aba no na ni abeka no ye 20% but inflation ba form na de na wo to no 100 na fi ye say aba 5% a instead say obeto no 120 no obeko akono 105 nti anu na che say ne ma no bo e cost road there but en cost road kese enu na mama e che say obeso amemu unimu no na nyama price a cost run ukikani na si ni enya round rate e about 23% enna ye ka say ye close to the year no with single digit around 5% inti se usisi a na se se ye die no na na eba no uye no so fi ho a ochire mu se onya akwanya e wo world UN forum no omo omuti ase se se aman no ebedi omo ho a ese obi atumi ye ne nhyehyeye a ono agina ne nan so na eno na ye hu se afi ubo jom mama din na ubo gana din a ama no ne ene amanamani na ehu se gana agina ne nan so utukampo efe ukase ofi gana efe enti megina akwanya iso na me di abo yura John Dramani mama abasupa ama no afishia pa a enkwa ne nimdie ni nkebom papa ewo mu a odibedi enim na na powerful a wa power wa we yi omo da ministries ano departments ano agencies ano state enterprises ano ina ano memom ina so afisha pa e show mu nkran se ye rajo mama vision nti a wa wa tun sa friend se ye mbebo ano ye na ye mfe o se yoni ahopre ene nimdie papa ensum isan se yeye a ye na yebenya ho mfaso nti me magana fo ina ene tema east nice fo ina afishia pa emomo enkra areshim se His Excellency John Dramani Mahama ejuma ye di ahye ninsa no
okay
ye beko akoni ye
nice one samute ya yene honorable Isaac Ashai Odamton MP Tema East and Boche Tema Development Corporation TDC and member of and vice chairperson of several committees in parliament honorable in president's speech no so obo amania say your brothers and sisters are more diaspora no or encourage you more say omuntimi embefie to support with their skills, their knowledge, their connections and all that. Uhu enonso say
eye call ni tie no na to asum odika ho so say omo omukosun ade wo ho no omunya su ehu suehu no wie a omo fembrambe mboa omo man na no de me fi say eye bibia eto asum pa say wo gana fo kukudam a omo su ade wo amanone a na yenye omo ebeka ye ho ha niam ebedane na sa call yura mama ye say diaspora embra no a call in the right direction san se mpensem pensimu echiremu se sika yenuanom a omo wo amanone omo remiti eba Ghana no kra na eboa ewo be three levels number 1 e ma local economy mrewa no bi wan ya mane no e bi $100 and $50 e ma omo hehe omo kakra na honey dear na obi si mama nanka ye mane me $100 a nanka me nya 1.5 million na nanse what to suma sika ne buy no aha wo hu enu ne ye nip ankrankro a smaller segment of but what is no sa ne pa no so say ye kire no hu say sa so na omo omu ko di dwa to niam aba no say price na amba for mo a onu no ji sa $100 at 15% a or the koto niama otono a sa 15% no so entumi ntia aha enti ono no benya mfaso kito anso niama na etufo akotu aba no ebo ono be kosoro e ma sa ne sika obenya no nanso abefom no ne sika ne still betumi atonya ma bebre san se enti a good balance a yeri mama ochre se ya amano no fo no sika omo de ba no omo munya nkakrakra no e ma omo so mo bobra ne atosu mienu omusu di nyemu duba ai from foreign direct investment omo ba e ma nkrofo si dan mo omo nkrofo ye company mo omo ni na eboa ma eh ahopreni speed a ye pe in our national development no etume koso and at the third level no eye ye exchange maintenance because the more I hear remitting, no, the more I boom my balance. That's right. Into Freya, you are John Mama or Freya man on info on a dear. A Freya ever boy and pa na miss me the voice. A counsel in your no man or more amanoni or munya Irish him or Ghana. A one memu papa a costonona or monfe or movie training. Omo mwaya omo tumi di abwa ni sikape adwen ni amo mu esua ene network omo wo nkofo omo esia omo tumi ama omo abetna gan aye adwuma no ni na ebebwa ye na megidi se jo mama wakasa na Ghana befa ni ntuma pa
ye tie pa ye tie pa into honorable mamen fa enko TDC side ho say o ye board chairman of Tema Development Corporation. Me from afar, me feel say, hey, nanka TDC dear, na ho fa mo ho ben. But after hearing that mu ye project bi oho, na me dwen, I mean, what's the capacity? What are you doing in ho?
Yeah, wo hwe TDC ya. Nanka ye bone Tema Development Corporation.
Exactly.
But and the dine ye TDC Ghana Limited.
Okay.
And see, it from Tema Development Corporation. Ana Eternity at TDC, no?
Yeah.
But Tema Development Corporation Company Limited. Okay. I long.
Okay.
But currently, niya yabetu, you know, a TDC Ghana Limited.
Okay.
Na ninjina swa, a di new charter, ne ba, you know, say, TDC, ye ma mpeni odi kain. Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, as she share, you know, Omuenya Sunehuno, it's an senator. Accra was the most planned, you know, city in West Africa.
Yeah.
And Omuenya Sunehuno, I will move Juma no move Dinimo. And the Abayin Susu say, as I say, Sunehuno, no, a more emphasis afi a pity Ghana ina. And the war, your new charter, na your new constitution, the mono, TDC wa who quine say, afi. Juma na odi wo temano obetumi a replicate ewo northern region, Ashanti region, eastern region, Volta region, any western region.
Okay.
Me in kind of coincidence, but western region Volta region there no and akoye enimenimia nyamencha there aban nsase a ewo mbia mbia nsase no hum banfaso ankrofo enkrochi ye wo housing deficit. Say you to me, AC, no. And no, TDC, or other state organizations are almost a dance, a bin state housing, a bin national home finance, any other. But TDC would want to leverage on our Tema development, no, sooner dance, because all the other similar or sister agencies, no, no, moon ni acquisition area like Tema Dia, Swan, yes, share land issues, yes, share. Estate management, yes, development control, yes, development management. It is that experience na they call. Now, who can hold no? Now, who a year baby are buying a Ministry of Works and Housing to me? I release land, I'm a TDC. Yes, you say, I say a double up. Now, the current leadership, our TDC, a very energetic and vibrant. And we have to leverage on. The current situation at TDC a womb na you to me ama ye hurry ako other regions to make sure say government workers, any private sector workers are omu here what we call sustainable cities. Cities are ube to me aye juma womb, ube to me atna ho, na ube to me nya wo recreation,
energy,
a woman, and then a mad cities here livable. Say, I would mean Yasa, Yama, and Sanina. And it's our concept, Naya de Koho, Nanya Mincha, dear. Na the Asogli State, no so, I started Bibia, and Rama Yahoo, Aya Haria, partnership, I said TDC, any Asogli, Enyano, Koso Kama. And in TDC, no, Yawan Yamanibe, six are. ewo ho aye hwe first e affordable housing
okay
and a second e service plots say na okko come to 24 come to 23 aye service plot no na ya chrew say ha no ye mpe slam ye mpe say obesi ye mpe say ha e no so count and then we have the executive area okay. And also come with another fourth thing which is the golf course
okay
ebema voter region to me attract international and national you know golfers okay. And also be improve the local economy we here no fit also your industrial park setting an area yeah market for industries you know industrial park and also now we here no fit also yeah share partnerships with Asogri especially Togbi Afede in the health tourism
okay.
Say a bit to me in your hospital cassia or why no so be like a specialist hospital a bebua the entire whole project now whole project no ni nano ye man penin John Dramani Mahama ni nim di or wo any senior nim senior military ni Nkrumah ye na adia no wato hono Community 27.
Okay.
Because currently your TDC, yeah, community 26. Mm. Boom, affordable housing hold on. Okay. And the who becomes community 27. In fact, JM2 nenum two so I can say Kumasi Mampon Hona Ebe Konobe community 28.
Okay.
And within community 27, Ube won say you were about six things happening within the entire community.
That's
just
huge.
Like Woko Community 24, you will reach court, you will other subs within the Community 24 Honor. And the Honor na yeah, she say, okay, in Community 27, you will an area you from Oxygen City.
Yeah.
Your area, your industrial park, your okay. hospital side, And that is the concept. And
nice.
I want to say, the MD carriage. Nunekweku, any the management team no, yashua hunkika omudi ashimuna Ghana ebinya TDC hun emfaso sanse enye hope yabeko Ashanti region, yabeko Central region, yabeko Eastern region. Ya ihiane se yebinya suyanhunu any akumapa ya dibi dijumano mana bua Ghana for nenko ya se ya baye. But into me and your share.
Yeah. Wow. Wonderful project. Wonderful project. That's a mate. Boche man kasa no achwe mu. Honorable, yeah, kase 2026, from the message of the president and from your own, you know, plans ahead, what are expectations politically in the political season and governance space? What are your expectations?
Yeah, in Tema. The general tema political space no bibia me hwe ni din na me hu se nyame ni e din ye
e
san se up to 2020 no na ubotema ni obia hwe se tema dia ye MPP strongo tema dia ye MPP strongo that's what the narrative had been
okay
now looking back I am convinced se timemfo no enim ne omo hwehwe
dey
say omo hu say ne omo hwehwe no bi wo ho a obetumi aya on be money pan chance and that's where we have come but dey hu be hia say e be consolidate gains aya ye in tema we have to consolidate the gains
exactly.
Because as a political party conditions are not permanent but when conditions change our ability to adapt and our ability to fashion strong strategic plan will give us alternatives.
Yeah.
And it is within the alternatives you know, which we are adapted to changing circumstances within the time. And so what I think is that, so up to this point, we have to consolidate by ensuring, say, the very structure we call our political parties are well-governized. You bring your people with the right attitude, not people who are chasing positions, not people who just want to lead because of what they stand to gain. We are looking for people with the heart and eyes and minds to identify the opportunity to serve the people so that from that opportunity they can also earn a living.
Yeah.
What the disconnection I see is that some people would just want to chase the position because they think the position comes with some affluence.
Yeah.
But I cite the example of having your clothes, your dirty clothes, having soap and having water. You have the opportunity to use the soap and the water to wash your hands and get a clean hands. But when you have done that, you would have wasted, you would have used, not even wasted, you would have used the soap, you would have used the water, but your unwashed clothes would still be hanging, would still be there. But the right attitude and mentality is to see who has the right abilities to lead the party into power. Because what it means to all of us is that once our party wins, we all win. Once our party loses, I have been MP in opposition. And I mean, you become more like a stranger. Because you go, you do all your best, but your decisions cannot be firm because your government's policies are not there. You know, and so I would prefer people who recognize their clothes and would put the clothes in the water and add the soap. By the time they finish washing the clothes, their nails and their palms will be clean. In that case, you've used the soap, you've used the water, you've also washed your dirty clothes, and you have also gotten your hands clean. I think that that concept is what I use to gauge people. I've seen people who don't care that if a party's candidate will lose, they don't care because they feel it's about their group. That cannot be a party that wants to consolidate. And so my appeal for our political environment is to ensure that this, look, I came here some time ago and told the people that Ghana's development from 2016 to 2024 when we won power had deteriorated for 30 years. The kind of progress we were making, recall, in 2015, when this beach road was terrible, we got His Excellency John Dramani Mahama to fix it. People have forgotten. But I was MC at the time, and I knew how the road users were really lamenting. Today, it's improved. Recall, when JM set out to bring $1.5 billion into the port expansion, people thought it was just one of the Nkrumah dreams that could not happen. It happened. And with it came the motorway roundabout. You understand? And so I tell people that we lost the opportunity to maintain our development trajectory and to make Ghana a better place by losing power. But why did we lose power? Because we did not consolidate our structures. We allowed anybody, and sometimes I wonder why the national party, the regional party, would not be very adapt to some of these challenges of our party. Because you can't leave it just to people and say that, okay, it's politics. Everybody should go and play the way they want to play. I would want to say that with the good things that we stand to do for this country, it is important that our machine, which is the party structure, is well serviced. And it must come with people with the right attitudes. Because, yes, we are making progress. But what if we could have been making better progress? We may be making arithmetic additional or summation, but maybe it could be multiplying effect that we are not getting. And so I want... I know it's always a difficult balance because the idea is you have to try and carry everyone along. But in that process, because people have different aspirations, it's sometimes difficult. But I say that the majority must always be supported. Because if you mean well and the people say, wait, let this person have it, we must all agree and work at it. I think that the bottom line is that we must consolidate to be able to actionize and actualize His Excellency John Dramani Mahama's fantastic reset agenda, which gives us all the opportunity that we want. My brother, let me also just look at Tema. I have said that if there was any better time for us as people in Tema, it is now. The hope that reset brings for us in Tema, our hope is much more alive. I say so without any equivocation of doubt, no doubt at all. Because today, if I look back up to 2024 December, and I look at the kind of progress we have made in 2025, and what has been captured in 2026 budget, I can confidently tell the people of Tema that there is hope for this country, and there's even better hope for the people of Tema. In that hope, it's not utopian world where we say everybody gets whatever they want now. No. But it is a hope that clearly identifies the opportunities that are laid out before us. Let me break this down. Today, I go to Dry Dock, and a place that was abandoned You go to their canteen, nobody is cooking there. The place was almost dead. Anytime I pass there as MP in opposition, all I see is metals that are getting rusty and are ready for evacuation for scrap dealers. But today, anytime I go to dry dock, I see over 300 people feed every day, morning and evening. That means that something good is happening there. Today, I go to dry dock and I see over 400 people working and with vessels lined up for servicing, sandblasting, welding, constantly working. And I sit with the chief executive, CEO Osman. This morning, I wish you a happy new year. And I know that it will not be easy for you to try and resurrect the place. But so far, you've given me the confidence. CEO Osman, Ashan Kusu, Ebore would make sure you succeed with what you have started. Except to add that we want sustainability at Dry Dock, and that is what is happening. Dry Dock has come up. It may not be me even recommending people there to go and work, but the fact that over 300 people are working and eking their daily bread for me means hope for the people of Tema. Because I represent everyone. I can't be the only person sending people. So anybody who has gotten the opportunity there is the hope John Dramani Mahama brought with his victory that is impacting that business. And I tell them that those who are working there, once they are paid, it also reflects on the local economy. Even the food they eat there. But for that food, they would have been feeding at home. And that food will be a reduction. But once they feed there, they still get that food that they would have taken at home to feed other people. That is the conscience of a new government that is bringing hope to the people. That's go to VACO. VACO has revamped. For a long time, they were struggling. I heard a former CEO of VACO lament that they struggled to even pay salaries. But today, VACO has recruited. And their vision to now refine the aluminium into downstream things like aluminium and cables.
Cables, okay.
The aluminium cables for Grid Co, you know, to use. It's a major, major diversification for VACO. They've recruited some people. I have recommended people. Other people have recommended people, except to say that those changes happening amount to hope for our people. And so, people of Tema, don't be despair. Don't say because you have not gotten the opportunity this year, then it means that nothing is happening. The assurance is that Dry Dock is up and working. VACO is up. And VACO can really double what they are doing. But it must be gradual. They can't just do all in 1 year. The leadership there is doing well. And I want people to really drill down. We shouldn't do the politics that dislocates and dislodge our systems too much. Of course, where we are now, we have to deliver. So it's good that VACO is up and they are doing well. I look at their plans. I sit with their managing director, and I have hope that the future looks good for VACO. Then take you to Tor. Tor also was almost gone. And they got the CEO. Now, you can see, they've started the new blending. Apart from that, for me, the employment they have done, both in Tor security, in Tor engineers, and the more they operate, the better it is for all of us. And once they are refining, and once they are training the young ones, and they have plans to even take more people and give them exposure, I think that there is hope for us in Ghana, but much more hope for us in Tema, given this kind of development. Let me take you to GMPC. And I look at the kind of investment they are doing now, and how they are looking at even new wells, and how they have managed even the pricing of the gas that we get. And so that is also a major intervention. The CEO of GMPC, Into, you know, a brilliant man. And I'm so encouraged. You know, my hope in the new system is heightened. I did CEO of Tor is a combat lawyer, lawyer combat. A wonderful, I mean, these are all simple people who have caught the vision of His Excellency John Dramani Mahama. And let me conclude by TDC. TDC, now we are saying that we will not start any affordable housing and not complete. And the courage Nunepeko we have as MD, and the caliber of board members we have, and the management team, As for TDC, we want to make sure whatever we start, we finish. And as a board, I'm going to drive that there will be no time where we start something. What we start at 100, we're going to make sure that in phases we complete and make them usable. Mm. I will hint the people of Tema that for the middle income earners, JM paved the way in Ho when he said that his vision is to make sure that government workers live in affordable, peaceful homes. Mm. Once they can contribute about 40, he even mentioned 25%, mm. they should be able to own the house and pay over time.
Okay.
He mentioned 15 years, mm. but we'll do the mathematics and see how we can get enough to roll out more housing for our people. And so I can't mention all the organizations in Tema, but I want to assure the people of Tema that JM is the hope. Is the hope. Is the hope for Madagana. Thank
right,
you.
That's right. So Honorable Isaac Asai Odamten, MP, Tema East Constituency, the Greater Accra Region, Board Chairman, TDC, Tema Development Corporation Limited. He serves on the following committees in Parliament: Food, Agriculture, and Cocoa Affairs. He's a member. Employment, Labor Relations, and Pensions. He's vice chairperson of that committee. The Independent Constitutional Bodies, he's a member.